at it. And if he doesn't stop, he's going to flood the engine.
Well, his dad's ever going to get the car started. How's he going to drive to work today?
Well, if he keeps on flooding it like that, he won't have to drive. He can float to work.
Don't there any more sugar?
Plenty of sugar. It's all on your cereal.
Morning.
Hi, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Well, you'd think that Dad would know better than that. He's got it flooded for sure now.
Poor Dad, everything's gone wrong for him this morning.
He's headed for one of those days, if you ask me.
Well, what days?
One of those bad days. He cut himself shaving this morning.
Well, so what does that prove? A lot of people cut themselves shaving.
Yeah, but he also burned his finger. He couldn't wait for the toast to pop, and he reached into the toaster.
Both in one morning, and now he can't get the car started.
Well, now, why does that indicate that Dad's going to have a bad day? So he had three accidents. Coincidence.
Coincidence, my foot. Once things start going wrong, you're a dead duck.
Well, there goes your case, Buff. See, something finally went right for Dad.
Steve is headed for a day I wouldn't wish on my old army sergeant.
Before Gordon blows a gasket.
Yeah, I know I'm late, Joe. I ran out of gas getting here and cut myself. Well, I've had quite a morning. That's what I've had.
Yeah, Bub told me about it on the phone.
No, he did.
Is that the finger you burned?
Dear, no, this is the one I burned, Joe. This is the one I just caught in the elevator.
Oh, you're having one of those days.
Bub's been brainwashing you, Joe. I just happened to have a few little accidents, that's all.
Okay. Mr. Putnam and Mr. Gordon are waiting to see those plans. How'd they turn out?
Oh, they turned out fine, Joe. I had to sit up half the night working on them, huh?
Good. Well, at least nothing went wrong with them.
No, sir, Joe. Not a thing happened to those plans, I'll tell you. Because the minute I finished them, I put them right there in the entrance hall next to the telephone so I wouldn't forget to bring them with me this morning. And they're perfectly safe right there at home next to the telephone in the entrance hall where I forgot them.
You forgot to bring them?
Yeah, I'll rush home and...
Well, wait a minute. Can't you call the house and have them bring them down here? It'll save time.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Joe.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Dad. Yeah, plans are right here. Okay. Yeah, I'll drop by at the office in about 10 minutes. All right, Dad. Bye-bye.
You need more proof?
Well, he sure is running into a bad streak of nasty coincidences.
Compared to what he's gone through, the bubonic plague was a maypole dance.
You don't have to wait. This is a generous firm. They would ship the body home.
Oh, you still here, Mike?
Everything go all right?
Oh, we went fine. Putnam was very pleased with the plans, Joe. He's still going over them. This Putnam likes everything on a big scale, and this plan is the biggest. Private airfield for landing cargo planes.
Oh, that's great.
Well, thanks for bringing him down, Mike. You really saved my neck.
That's okay. Want any pencil sharpened or anything, Dad?
Oh, no thanks, Mike.
How about the blinds in your office? You want me to adjust them?
No, thanks for anything. I won't fall out the window. Now, you can run along home. I'm going to be fine.
Sure you will. I'll drop by later on and drive you home.
Mike, I can drive myself. Thanks very much.
Oh, it's no trouble.
I know.
Oh, Dad, be careful of that water cooler. It's a little shaky.
Oh, well, thanks for warning.
Oh, okay.
Goodbye.
Take care.
I will, Mike. Boy, just because I had a couple of little accidents.
A couple of little accidents.
Now, Joe, you listen to me. Just because I had a couple of accidents, everybody's treating me like I was jinxed or something. Now, I think it's pretty childish, and I don't want to hear any more about it, okay?
Okay. Steve, these copies are getting lighter. Do you know where the girl keeps the refilling?
Oh, it's up there on the shelf in the blue bottle. I'll get it for you. If you think I can handle it.
Careful now. All over
over your suit. Well, on a day like you're having, you shouldn't be reaching up on a shelf for a bottle of ink. Which suit do you want? Okay. Robbie.
Yeah, Bob.
Grab your jacket. You got to go down and see your father right away.
Hey, Bob, I've been studying. Don't you think Mike could go?
Mike's gone already. He took your father the plans you forgot this morning. You have to take a suit down to him.
Don't tell me he forgot.
No, he didn't forget to get dressed. He spilled ink all over himself.
Boy, how many is that for today?
Who counts these things? Now, here's some cab fare. On your way out, tell Tip to stand by. We may need him to deliver the plasma.
Here you are, Rob. Careful, don't get it on you. I don't know whether the cleaner can get that out of there now, but just tell him it's ink and ask him to do the best he can.
All right. Dad, maybe Bub was right.
About what?
Well, don't you think it'd be a good thing for you to take the rest of the day off and go home and hop in bed and lock yourself in your room?
I do not. Boy, what a family. One engineer, a witch doctor, and three voodoo priests.
Well, there must be something to it. I mean, look at all that's happened to you today.
Just because I had 8 little mishaps in 2 hours? It's purely coincidence. It could happen to anybody.
All right. Dad, could I sharpen some pencils?
No, you can't. Goodbye, and thanks very much.
Goodbye, Mr. Walters.
So long, Robbie. Our green cab company?
Say, Joe.
Hold on a minute.
Joe, where are those specification sheets for the Putnam job?
Well, they're over there on the duplicating machine. That's the stuff I've been running off.
Oh, I want to take a look at those.
This is the Gordon Aeronautical Corporation. Would you send a cab over here right away for Mr. Gordon? Yeah, tell a cab driver to wait in front of the building, 981 Front Street. Thank you.
Joe!
Hey!
Joe!
What happened?
I just reached over to get one of those specification papers, and I guess I bumped the switch on accidentally, and my tie got caught. Get me out of here, will you, Joe?
Well, let's see.
Well, could you put it in reverse, maybe?
Well, it just goes forward. It doesn't go in reverse.
Well, don't turn it on again.
That's too bad. The service department is closed on Saturdays.
Well, look, Joe, have you got a knife?
A knife?
Yeah, just we'll cut the tie off.
Oh. A pair of scissors here.
Careful now, Joe.
Steve, is that an expensive tie?
What's the difference? Just cut it, will you? Please don't get me out of here. Thanks very much. Joe, I'm going to go home and get into bed and lock myself in my room.
You want me to drive you, Steve?
I would appreciate it very much if you would, Joe.
You just stand here, not do anything, don't touch anything while I get my coat.
Right, I guess. Yes, I'll be sure.
The Douglas home. Well, I'm not sure if he can come to the phone right now. He's upstairs taking a bath. Well, I'm supposed to take down all messages.
I'll just tell him it's very important. And will you hurry, please? I don't have much time.
All right, I'll tell him, and I'll be right back.
Mr. Gordon, that road won't hold out much longer.
He wants to know who it is.
Tell him it's Mr. Gordon from the office.
Mr. Gordon. Well, I better write that down. The path downstairs. Excuse me.
Mr. Gordon, you don't know the storms we have up here. If your plane has already been canceled, that road gets washed out, you're going to be stuck all night on that hillside.
Mr. Gordon. Is there any message, Mr. Gordon?
Just
get into the telephone. He isn't. If he wants to know if he can call you back.
No! Get into the phone!
Mr. Gordon, I tell you, we can't wait another minute.
And Jerry, there's a tremendous contract at stake. I'm supposed to entertain an erratic but very important client at dinner tonight. Now, if he stood up, we could blow the whole deal. Douglas has got to entertain those people for me.
He'll be right out. He's drying himself.
Oh, never mind. I can't wait for him.
All right, I'll tell him.
Give him this message. Write this down. Hello.
Hello, are you there?
Gordon, please.
Oh, I can't go yet. I lost my messenger.
He says he's sorry he can't wait for him, and he hopes you have a good time at the dinner tonight. Bye.
Don't hang up. Give him this message, will you please? Write this down.
Well, just a second. The pad's downstairs. Yes, sir. Meet the Putnams at the Blue what? Oh, Blue Royal. At 7:30 sharp. Boy, that doesn't give that much time. It's after 6 now. Yes, sir, I'll tell him. Right. Bye.
Chip, any calls while I was out?
Bub, Dad says to hurry with his tuxedo. He's almost finished shaving. He's going to have to rush to meet Mr. and Miss Putnam.
Well, I'm pressing as fast as I can.
I guess he's going to have a big night. Could it be that his bad streak is finally over?
It's possible. For a while, I thought this one was here to stay.
Boy, wouldn't it be terrible if something went wrong while he was trying to impress these important people?
Well, I hope he doesn't spill soup on Mr. Putnam or step on Mrs. Putnam's feet while they're dancing.
Or worse.
What could be worse?
Well, this morning he forgot his plans. Suppose he forgot to take his wallet and couldn't pay the bill.
Boy, am I glad you thought of that. I bet that's what the streak had next on its schedule. Steve, let's play safe and put your wallet in your tuxedo now.
Good idea, Bob. It's in the inside pocket of my gray suit.
Which gray suit?
The one I spilled the ink on this morning. The one I gave to Robbie to take to the... What time does the cleaner close?
Close now.
Maybe he stayed open a little late.
On a bad streak day? Not a chance.
Well, we might be able to make it.
Good.
I got a $5 bill and 2 singles, and I'll give you the other $93 in change.
In a swank restaurant like that? Oh, no.
All I've got is quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies.
Well, go ahead and throw it in a paper bag or something, and maybe we can change it for bills on the way down there.
$100 in change?
$99.60, including $7 in bills. I had to take a cab. I couldn't lug the stuff over here.
How's Dad supposed to walk into the Blue Royale carrying a ton of change?
Well, you're back, huh, Bob? Yeah. Did you get my check cash?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Frank. Oh, where's the... Well, what else is there?
My name is Putnam. Are you sure a man named Douglas hasn't called me?
I'm sorry, no, sir, not yet.
He didn't even call?
No. Second time he's kept me waiting today. Well, I'll give him 5 more minutes. And if he doesn't show up, we'll dine by ourselves. But it's the last time that company will ever see me or my business.
Yes, sir?
Hi, Mr. Douglas. I'm supposed to meet Mr. Putnam here.
Oh, yes, Mr. and Mrs. Putnam have been quite anxious.
Yes, I know I'm late. I've been stopping at filling stations trying to get rid of some change. Now, maybe you can help me. I'll tell you what happened.
Good evening, Mr. Maitland. Your table is ready. Will you pardon me for a moment? Why don't you check your coat meanwhile, sir?
Fine.
Right this way, Mr. Maitland.
Hello. I'm in kind of an embarrassing situation.
Well, what is it, sir?
Well, I wonder if you could help me get rid of this.
Well, certainly, sir. We have a trash can.
No. I'd like to get $78 for it if I could.
Oh, what are you selling?
Well, I'm not selling anything. You see, I have $78 in coins, and I'd like to change it for bills.
I see.
Well, be careful. You better put your hand on the bottom because that bag must be worn out by now.
Excuse me, please. I'll be right
back. Douglas.
Oh, hi, Mr. Putnam.
Mr. Putnam and I have been waiting for you.
Yes, I'm sorry I'm late, but, I got kind of held up on account of this change.
Change? What change?
Well, the change in plans. You see, Mr. Gordon didn't call me till quite late, and
well, you're here anyway. Come on.
Yes.
Steve, I'd like you to meet my wife. My dear, this is Steve Douglas.
I'm so happy to know you, Mr. Douglas.
How do you do, Mr. Putnam? I'm awfully sorry if I kept you waiting.
Really?
Good evening. Cocktails?
Would you care for a cocktail before dinner?
No, I'm hungry.
Oh, sure. Well, maybe some champagne with the dinner.
Oh, I'd like that.
Fine.
What would you suggest?
Would you like to leave it to me, sir?
Yes, that would be fine.
Thank you.
Well.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Yes?
Somebody left a paper bag on your chair.
What bag? What would a paper bag be doing on my chair?
I have no idea, sir.
Well... One there.
I'm terribly sorry, sir. I don't know.
Well, although that's all right. Isn't that funny? Do you have paper bags on your chairs?
No.
Must have been somebody's leftover Bowser bag.
Cocktail.
And the lamb chops. Mrs. Putnam will have the lobster cocktail and the lamb chops. And how about you, Mr. Putnam?
Oh, I'll have a salad and a steak. Rare.
Well, that sounds good to me. No, I'll have my steak rare. Medium.
Oh, Howard, I'd love to dance.
Angela, you know how I feel about dancing.
Oh, Howard.
Perhaps Mr. Douglas would care to dance.
Well.
Oh, would you, Mr. Douglas? The music's so lovely.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Putnam. I don't really dance very well.
Go on. It's either you or me, and I'm the important client, remember?
That's right. Well. this is it.
Pick up enough change to cover the bill.
Yeah, quite a scramble, Bub, but I finally managed it. My knees are black and blue. I wonder who'll end up building that airfield for Putnam.
Well, your bad luck streak is over. It only lasts a day. Tomorrow morning, the sun will shine again.
I hope you're right, Bub.
Good night, Steve.
Good night, Bub.
This weekend would be a good time to take over the world. Why? Because Superman will be too busy to stop you, that's why. He's flying all over in 96 different adventures, all weekend long on TV Land's Superman Fandemonium.